This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Thank you, Corey, for a beautiful song. What a tremendous job. Matthew chapter 5, our text verse. It's verse 10, 11, and 12. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. This isn't a typical Christmassy type of message, it's contrary to that. You know, a lot of times when we get into December, I know a preacher, he likes to start off and start preaching about, you know, the different things leading up to the birth of Christ. And you get, you know, all the different things that went into it, John the Baptist being born, and Mary, of course, being with child, and Gabriel coming and visiting, and all the different things that go to it. But God really laid this on my heart. It's been on my heart for a little bit now. But here's the thing. We as Christians are going to get hurt.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Now, I would love it if God said that we had this wonderful thing, that once we got saved, that we have this bubble around us. You know, you get some parents that are so protective of their children, it's almost like they wrap them in bubble wrap so that nothing can happen to them. I remember the Palmers, Sean and Michelle, they were so conscious about germs. They were germaphobes. You know, you go to their house.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Their shoes right there, and they make sure that, you know, they walk behind you with Lysol and antibacterial and everything else. And they were so particular about that because they did not want their kids to get sick. And guess what happened? Their kids got sick. Because there are certain things that we just can't stop from happening. It's just the way it is. It's going to happen.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Because they weren't used to it, they got sick more than a lot of other people because they were exposed to things that they weren't normally exposed to. Now, I'm not saying just trash your house because then you'll be healthy all the time. We should be clean. But in preparation for it, the idea that they were trying to prevent something that they couldn't prevent. And I would love it when we got saved, that if God just said, okay, that's it.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Everything is going to be great from now on. You're not going to have a care in the world. You're going to open up your wallet, and there's going to be cash. How would that be, huh? Every time you open up your wallet, and there's money there. You go to write a checkbook, there's funds in the account already. Your bills are paid for. Someone mysteriously pays off your house, your mortgage. Because you become a Christian. Your vehicles are paid for.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Death, is going to be super easy to deal with. Everybody will grow old and then just fade away in their sleep one day. And you'll have this mysterious thing that will come over you, and you'll be able to deal with it perfectly. Everybody that is around you will just treat you with the utmost respect because you're a Christian.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Nobody will ever get angry at you and upset. You'll never have any sorrow or grief caused by others. Everybody will understand your stance and convictions. Why you go to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. Special meetings, why you tithe 10%, and then give an offering on top of that. And on top of that,
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Because, you know, that would make the Christian life completely easy. If we did, our church would be full. Because people would flock to that. And they'd say, hey, I want some of that. I want to go to a church where everything just magically happens for me. But see, that's not a Christian life. Our needs are met, yes.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
We deal with certain situations, but people will still have problems with us. We are going to deal with heartache and grief because people are not always the nicest people to be around. It's amazing, especially this time of year, people are supposed to start having the joy of Christmas. And it seems
this
like
is
a
demonstration of flip for Mac.
December 24th, when all the shopping is done, all the gifts are wrapped under the tree, and you get to go to sleep for 4 hours before your kids wake you up to open up presents. But you don't mind it at that time because you see the expression on their face when they open up that gift and they get so excited about what you gave them. But up to that point, you get people that are mean and nasty and tired and grouchy and all of that because of the season and
this
the stress
is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
And people bark and snap. And that's the world that we live in. We live in a world where people are not naturally kind. We live in a world where people would rather hurt you than have to deal with the things that they're dealing with. Hurt people. People that are hurting, guess what they do?
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
Because that's how they deal with the pain that is in their heart. I want to preach a message this morning about what to do with a hurting heart. What to do with a hurting heart. We're going to hurt. No way around it. We're going to be hurt by various groups of people. First off, the world is going to hurt you.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
It may be people that you work with. It may be your neighbors. It may be people that you absolutely don't know. But somebody that is in the world that is not a Christian is going to hurt you. There are two types of people in the world that hurt us. There are those that don't understand us. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 says, "Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God." I like that.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
That I can call up, and I like the verse where it says, where we can cry, "Abba, Father." That means, like, basically saying, "Hey, Daddy." We can call up God and say, "Hey, Dad, I got a problem, and I need some help." And as a father, he's going to act, and first off, is this going to help them or hurt them? Because sometimes when we ask, it's not the best thing for us to always get a yes. My boys love asking.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
And they're so confused when I tell them no. Wait, there's candy that's there and I want it. But you're not going to get it. They don't get that. Why? Because they have a want, they have a desire, and they feel like if we ask properly, they'll get it. But I asked, right? I said, "May I please?" I didn't come up and I said, "Can I?"
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
They asked appropriately for something that they wanted, but the answer was still no. I hate the notion that people will say that God does not answer our prayers all the time. That's not true. God answers every single prayer that you ask. Every single one. The problem is the answer that we get isn't always
the one that we want. This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
We want him to just say yes. Like my son. He thinks everything that he asked for, he should get. It's not going to happen. Go to a store with some kids. I want that. I hate commercials. Especially toys. This time of the year, you know, you get all these different things. "Dad, can we have that for Christmas? Dad, can we have that? Dad, that'd be very nice to have. Dad, can we?
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
It's just the things they ask for just cost a whole lot more. "Dad, I need a new gun." The Mighty Hunters over there. "Dad, I need a new truck. This one will get me better at back into those spots where I can drop that big elk. Four-wheelers and all that other fun stuff." And as parents, we understand that from when our kids ask us. First off, is it going to help?
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
Then we look at it. Is this something that I can meet? Is this something that I can accomplish? Is this reasonable? We'll look at that, and then based off of that decisions, we'll say yes or no, but we will give them an answer, just like God gives us an answer. And He is our Heavenly Father, and that we can cry, Abba, Father, when we have a need, and He's there for us. And because of that, as you continue on in that verse, it says,
this is a demonstration
the world
of flip
knoweth
Mac.
Us not because it knew Him not. 1 Peter 2:9 says, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people. We are peculiar. We're not weird, but we are peculiar. Peculiar means different from the usual or the normal. It's not normal for people to wake up and
this
get
is
on
a demonstration
bus at 8 o'clock
of flip
in the morning to pick up kids and bring them to church. That's not normal. It's not normal to give up a Saturday to come and decorate a church for 3 hours. That's not normal. It's not normal for you to go out of your way to help people that are obviously in need. That's not normal. It's not normal for us to be polite and to have kindness. And
this is a demonstration
people,
of flip for Mac.
That's not normal. It's not normal for us to show up to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. It's not normal for us. Go talk to somebody that's from the world and try explaining tithing to them. What's that? You give how much to your church? 10% from the gross? That doesn't make sense. I couldn't make ends meet. It works.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
I can't explain it, but it works. If I could explain it, it wouldn't be of God. But because it is of God, I can't explain it, but it works. But it's not normal. What's that on top of your tithe you give offerings to? Just because of how you feel? Because you want to show God your appreciation? A free will offering? You give towards missions, towards people in other countries that you
this
don't know?
This is a demonstration of flip from
that. That doesn't make any sense. We have several missionaries that are here. Out of those, we have the Wanzers, the Walkers, and the Knights that we've just recently taken on. Most of us that are in here don't know the remaining missionaries. The Matthews, of course. I think Andrew knows the Matthews family that we support in Brazil just a little bit.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
The other ones, we don't know. We've heard their names, the Heidenreichs, the Vest. We've heard of some of the other ones. We may know the Holmans that have come up occasionally. But a lot of them, we don't know. Well, some of us, people that have been here since the walls went up, some of us that have been here and we remember when they came in, but it was so long ago, we don't remember them as well.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
We remember them coming. That's about it. But we don't have a lot of contact with them. And you go and explain to somebody that is in the world, to your coworker, God just laid on my heart that every month I would give X amount of dollars to go towards these people that are working over in the Philippines, working down in Brazil. I just want to try and do my part.
This
it's not
is a demonstration
to show up on Saturday
of flip
and go knock on doors and invite people to church, carry around some church tracts, and had them out. That's not normal. It's not normal for us to dress up and look our best. Because most people would love right now, especially since 40 minutes ago, you had your kickoff for all your Sunday night and Sunday football games. Most people would rather have all the food set around the table and snacking and sitting there relaxing.
This is a demonstration.
Not having to get dressed to worry about anything. And then tonight, of course, Sunday night football and everything else that you got to do, or decorating your house because it's the season for decorating. And we got to get in that decoration before that cold weather hits. It's not normal for us to show up. But we are a peculiar people. And it says, but
this is a demonstration of
loyal
Flip-Format.
Priesthood and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Because of that, the world will not understand us. And because they don't understand us, a lot of times what happens is, when they don't understand, they will lash out at us. They'll ridicule.
This is a demonstration of Flip-Format.
And you can sit there and say all you want, sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me. And that's a lie. Because I would rather get hit with a rock than have somebody say something nasty about me or my family. Because eventually I'll forget about how that rock felt when it hit. But those words linger.
This is a demonstration of Flip-Format.
They return at times when we don't even think about it. You're sitting in your house and all of a sudden some thoughts will pop in your mind of things that people may have said about you. Hurtful things. Maybe not even were they meant to hurt, but something that they said just didn't completely fit right and it rubbed you the wrong way. People are going to hurt us. There are people that do understand us.
This is a demonstration of Flip-Format.
We fight against what? Not flesh and blood, but principalities, powers, rulers, darkness, wickedness.
Amen.
So we're fighting against a battle against an enemy that does not fight fair. You go to a boxing match. And before the boxing match, they're instructed
this
on
is a demonstration
the rules. This is what you can do in this fight. But see, we're not in a boxing match. There are no rules in this fight that we are with against the devil. He does not fight fair. He will use anybody and everybody he can to hurt you. To drive that wedge between you and our Savior. To get that just infected just a little bit and then continue to work on and build
this
on it.
This is a demonstration of Flip-Format.
And then as it continues to fester and grows, it causes us to just drift just a little bit away from God because of things that people have said and have hurt. And who knows who it could be? Co-workers. Could be anybody. People that you meet on the street that are just mean and nasty towards us.
This is a demonstration of Flip-Format.
It's going to linger. It's going to stay with us. And when we go back to home and we think about it and think about it and think about it, and then it makes us even worse off. And they're sitting there at their house and they don't even think about it. Doesn't even come up to their mind. Because why? That's just the way they are. But for us, it sticks. It stays. And it hurts.
This is a demonstration
of
Flip-Format.
Christians. So we have the world and those that don't understand us that hurt us. So we have the world that do understand us and hurt us on purpose to try to drive that wedge. And then there are times when other Christians may hurt us. It's been said many times that Christians are the only enemy that tramples their wounded. They see something that just isn't exactly
this is
what
a demonstration
they thought it should
of
be, and they jump on it and they pounce. Because it's not what they want. We may have Christians that will walk away. I think of Paul when he said, for Demas hath forsaken me, loving this present world, and has departed unto Thessalonica. Christians said to Galatia, Titus to Dalmatia, only Luke is with me.
This
before,
is a demonstration
of Flip-Format. Where John Mark just said, I'm done. I'm quitting. I'm going back. How it must have hurt. And it lingered a little bit because when it came back around, Barnabas wanted to take Mark with them again, and Paul said no. Why? He remembered. He remembered what happened the last time. And the Bible says the contention was so great between them that they split
this
off.
This is a demonstration of flip from Mac.
Mark and went one way, and Paul and Silas went a different direction. And it's sad because Barnabas is never mentioned again in the Bible. Doesn't mean that he didn't do anything more for God. We obviously know he did something, right? Because at the end, Paul says, after he talks about Demas leaving him, he says, take Mark and bring him with thee, for he is profitable to me for the ministry.
This is a demonstration of flip
right,
from
that. But the tension was so strong between the two of them. Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians, he says, for first of all, when you come together to the church, I hear that there are divisions among you, and I partly believe it. 1 Corinthians 11:18. Divisions. Why? Well, usually it's because somebody has said something or hurt somebody else, and they just cause that rift between
the
church.
This is a demonstration of flip from
that. You get people that are split off in their own little pockets. You look over and see somebody, and it just... Once you see their face, you bring back remembrance all the things that you know. Find it, and it hurts. We don't have the ability to forgive and forget like God does. Our brain has this wonderful way of bringing things back when we, even when we least expect it.
This is a demonstration of flip from that.
All it takes is just one thing that causes us to remember it. Colossians 3:13 says, forbearing one another and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. That's the hard part about being a Christian. A quarrel that starts up.
This is a demonstration of flip for
man. And here he says, if a man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do you. He doesn't say, hey, you're supposed to forgive. He's also saying, if you're the person that has the quarrel, it's your responsibility too. If you have a problem with somebody, forgive them. But wait a minute, they did something that I didn't like. Well, forgive them.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
We're supposed to be Christians. The word Christian, as we know, means Christ-like. Our job as Christians is to try to work ourselves to be as close to Christ as we can. In everything that we do, in our conversation, in our words, our deeds, our actions, our thoughts, everything that we're supposed to do is supposed to be like how Christ would if he was here.
This is a demonstration of flip from Mac.
How we forgive others. Christ, when he was on the cross, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. A lot of people say that was a repetitive saying over and over again as they drove the nails into his hand time and time and time again. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Father, forgive them, for they know not
this
what they
do. This is a demonstration
of flip from
that. Sometimes people
don't even realize it. Hey, Father, would you forgive them? Maybe they didn't realize it. Maybe they did. But would you forgive them? Yeah, it hurt. Yeah, it may linger, but forgive them. It's easy to say it. And we teach our kids it all the time. Hey, I say, I forgive you.
This is a demonstration of flip from that.
Okay, hug. All right, now go be friends again. And you know what's amazing? They actually do it. My two boys... They are completely polar opposites, two of my boys. Of course, we don't know what Blake's going to be yet, but hopefully he won't be as hot-headed as I think he will be. Yeah, no kidding.
This is a demonstration of flip from that.
Marcus, he'll be sitting there in the room, and Marcus just likes to pester his brother. He'll do stuff on purpose just to make Anthony mad. And Marcus, he's kind of even-keeled. He's not very hot-headed or anything like that. But he loves to just get underneath the skin of Anthony. And he will do stuff just to make him mad. Anthony would be sitting up some poise, and Marcus will walk over, and he'll just flip over one and knock it down. And Anthony will get so mad.
This is a demonstration.
He'll
flip for Mac.
He'll set it back up, and then Marcus will do it again. Just to see the reaction. Just to get him upset. And the next thing you know, Anthony will start yelling at him. And then next thing you know, he starts swinging. And Anthony, he's my fighter. He doesn't look like it because he's quiet and shy and all that. But when he loses his temper, he lets it go. For the gym saw that we're at Thanksgiving.
This is a demonstration. Let's look for Mac.
He'll swing at his brother. And I'll walk in there, and he's just swinging away, and Marcus is just taking it because it doesn't really hurt him because he's so big. But he's getting a little frustrated, too, and I'll stop him, and I'll say, all right, we're getting this settled. And I'll talk with him, and then I'll say, all right, now, apologize, both of you. And Anthony will say, I'm sorry, Marcus. And Marcus will say,
this
I'm
is
sorry
a demonstration
you.
Of flipping back.
I'll forgive you. I'll hug each other. All right. Now go back and play like you were. Okay. And next thing you know, literally 5 seconds after they were swinging and hitting each other, they're playing like nothing ever happened. Oh, I wish that we as Christians could do the same. And once we said it, I forgive you.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
I haven't even apologized for it yet. But I forgive you, and I'm just going to treat you like it never happened. Stephen, as he's being stoned to death, looks up into heaven and says, Father, lay not this sin on their charge. Wait a minute, they're stoning you. They're killing you because of your stand and your belief. That's right. Don't charge them for this.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
I just count it a privilege that I could stand worthy to be called a Christian. Oh, if that was only our hearts. Christ forgave, so should we. And then our job after we forgive, and this is the hard part, is to let it go. Just let it go.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
You know, store it away and say, well, remember last year when you did this? Even though I forgave you for it, but I see the trend. I see that you did this one time before, and I'm going to watch because I bet you're going to do it again. And we're going to really let it go. It's still kind of boiling inside of us. We may have turned the burner down to simmer, but it's not as hot.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
Why? So we didn't let it go. Psalm 103 says, as far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. And as for man, his days are as grass, as the flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto his children's children. Psalm 147, I was reading this the other day, and it just stuck with me. Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant, and praise is comely. The Lord doth build up Jerusalem. He gathered together the outcasts of Israel. Listen to this.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
Heart and bindeth up their wounds. God can bind our wounds from people that have hurt us. Our broken hearts that we've given from others. God can take care of it. The problem is so many times we want to try and fix it ourselves. And then we expect others to fix their problems that they have with us. Rather than just letting God
this is a demonstration of flip for Mac
and bind up our wounds. So how can we forgive and forget? As it said in Psalm 103, first off, as far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. One, we have to remember that God's forgiven us. Wait a minute. We're talking about somebody that's hurting me. How does that help me? Well, we're supposed to be Christians.
This is a demonstration of flip from that.
Sin. But his sin is greater than the things that I've ever done. The thing that he did was far worse than anything I could even think of or she did to me. I would never do that. Do you think that matters much to Christ when he paid for our sins? We like to categorize sin.
This is a demonstration of flip from that.
These are the really, really bad sins. And there's some biblical principles to that too. There are sins that people did, what God said, all right, you commit that, you stone them. Be done with it. You murder, okay, you're dead. We'll stone you. Now we live in the age of grace though. But God says, okay, we're supposed to forgive regardless of the type of transgression that they have done.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
Justice. We'll list it down and we'll say, all right, these are the really bad ones. These are ones, then there's some that are bad, that aren't maybe criminal, but they're bad enough where we still are pretty high. And then there are sins that are tolerable. We'll say things like, it's just a little white lie. It doesn't hurt that much. That little white lie.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
His sin still had to cover, or his blood still had to cover that sin just as much as somebody that committed murder. There's a verse in James where it talks about if you're guilty of one, you're guilty of all. Basically saying, hey, you're just as much of a sinner. I'm a sinner. I like it. Like preachers mentioned, I can't wait till we get to heaven because then I won't have to sit down and
this
get on
is a demonstration
and beg God to forgive me for the things that I've done. And you ask, what have you done? None of your business. But I'm a sinner. And God has forgiven me of my sin. He has cast it as far as the east is from the west. He's not going to remember it again. What sins are you talking about? It's done. It's settled. And if God can forgive me, why can't I bring myself to forgive others?
This is a demonstration of
the degree of the sin. It's not the degree of the sin that God's looking at. It's the heart. What is your heart? A person continuing in sin? Well, then that's something different. But we're still supposed to forgive. As Paul said, how many times are we supposed to forgive a brother? Or Peter said it, 7 times?
This is a demonstration of flip from that.
70. A continuation, continually forgiving them whenever it comes back to our mind. Not just a one-time thing. Why? We have memories. So we have to guard our hearts. When I forgive somebody that has hurt me, I'm not doing it to help them. I'm doing it for my sake. Because if I don't, my heart gets hardened. My heart gets
This
calloused.
Is a demonstration of flip
My
from
heart
that.
Starts to turn to stone towards those people. And if that's the case, God can't use a hardened heart. And I want to be used by God. So I forgive so that my heart is protected. People have hurt me. That's okay. Forgive them like God forgave you. Remember our frame. This says here in Psalm 103, for he knoweth our frame.
This is a demonstration of flip from
that. We are dust. Guess what? We're going to make mistakes. There's no way around it. Just remember, we're human. But we expect somebody that calls himself a Christian to act a certain way. They're still human. We still need to forgive them. Lamentations 3, verse 22 says, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed.
This is a demonstration of flip from that.
They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. God renews his mercy every single morning. By mercy that says, you deserve this, but I'll withhold that from you. You deserve to be punished for the sins that you did. And I'm going to hold it against you. That's not mercy. God said, my mercies, I'm going to renew them every morning.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
And I'm just going to continue. People say, but if you do that, you're susceptible to getting hurt. I think Jesus was too. You don't think it hurt him to have Judas, the Iscariot, walk up with that crowd of people and kiss him on the cheek? You don't think that hurt? A man that traveled with him for years?
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
Walk up and betray him and hand him over to be crucified? But he loved him. When he died on that cross, his blood paid for Judas's sins. So we think, boy, you should know better. Don't you think Judas should have known better?
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
God's mercies are renewed every morning. Amen. We want to be like Christ. But we'll say it. I love the book In His Steps, where it talks about how this man came to his door one day and he was homeless and he didn't have anything and he tried to get some help. And the pastor just turned him away.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
Later on Sunday, that same man came in front of the church and started talking about how nobody would help him in the community and what type of a church is this that they profess themselves to be Christians, but they don't act like it. And then that man died. The pastor got convicted about it and he preached a message and it wasn't received very well from his church. Not everybody was on board. But he preached in it.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
He talked about what would Jesus have done in that situation. He opened up his arms, received him in, gave him some food. Maybe if he gave him some warm clothes, tried to do something. But I guarantee you, Jesus wouldn't have just said, I'll pray for you and shut the door. The pastor went on to say, if you'll commit
this is a demonstration of
for a solid year to ask yourself, what would Jesus do in every situation that comes up in your life? Meet me up in the side room. And he had just a small group of people from that church that did. And every single decision that they made, every major decision, they said, what would Jesus do? So the question I have is this. Somebody hurts you, whether it be a Christian or not.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
But I want to hold on to it because we think by holding on to that grief and holding on to that bitterness towards that person that we're getting back at them in some way. But we're not. We're just making ourselves worse off. What would Jesus do? Forgive and then let it go.